I'll be honest with you. I don't feel comfortable talking into this microphone.
Why is that?
Because a very sick man was talking into it a few minutes ago.
Who's that?
Dr. Drew is really, really sick.
Really? He's not going to make it to the live show?
I don't know about that. Can't he write him?
Yes, you are in trouble, Anderson. Well, We talked about this.
I'm gonna sit like 6 inches away from this mic.
You could swap out microphones. No, I did not say pull your twat out, Anderson. Anderson is he's late, he's distracting, he's running around like a madman. I'm not gonna have it. We gotta get this show whipped into shape before next Saturday.
Here we go. Sorry for the delays. The reasons for the delays are excusable, understandable, amenable, admissible. Amenable?
I almost made a crucial error. I'm switched
Drew
out.
Is exploding from all orifices. He should not have been in here tonight. But due to a technical failure at his house, he couldn't do it from the comfort of his bed. So Dr. Drew had to come in here and give us all Ebola virus, whatever it is he has. And I'm late, Tyler, because I was switching out Mike Carano's microphone.
Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it.
And then I was going and sanitizing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right? I even switched out the man's headphones.
Oh, thank you.
Did everything for
thank
him.
Thank you. I appreciate that a
chair?
Lot.
Chair is...
Oh, God.
Deeply infected.
Probably some fecal matter that seeped out.
There might be. Actually, I would use a different chair.
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, use a different chair.
Too late. I already soaked it up with my clean shorts.
Just put it on this different chair under your ass. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Tyler. That is Mike.
What the fuck?
Mike Carano switching seats poorly. And there's Ty yelling, what the fuck? And looking. Anyone watch Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
You know when they do the flashbacks of like 2-3 years ago and the captains look all like young? It's like, what the fuck happened to that guy?
Yeah.
That's what you look like right now. 2-3 years ahead.
Oh. So I'm the bad version of myself?
You're like, the old Sig Hansen. You're like Sig Hansen present. Normally you're Sig Hansen.
But isn't
like
he blonde?
It's not what I'm talking about, Mike. I'm just talking about how he looks much older than normal. Yeah.
Did it ever come to fruition that everyone was just doing meth?
No, I used to think that, but I evidently there's a gotta stop using evidently, guys.
I like is it. That your new I like listen? It.
I got it.
It's not bad.
I'm using it a lot.
Break it once a day.
I used it like 3 times on the film vault tonight. Use it too much.
Did you pick it up?
I don't know.
I despise when I use a word that I don't normally use more than twice. If I do it like on the same podcast, I'm like, oh
yeah, it's terrible. Evidently. There's a strict no drug policy, which I can't believe.
Apparently, that's true.
On the boats there. There's also a no vagine policy, but Sig Hansen is about to have his daughter on.
But that's an old.
I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's an old school boat thing.
They
no,
still
no
do
chicks
it.
Chicks on the boat.
They still do it. They think the boats will sink if the vagine is on
them.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah.
But they
think that she's going to suck up all the water of the ocean.
That's probably true.
Well,
you know what I think it really came from is they don't want people boarding the ship to rape the girl. I'm serious. Like old days.
Really?
If they had women, they thought people were more likely to board and rape the women. If you're going to rob two ships, one's got chicks and one's only
Google
got
facts.
Only
got,
if that's the case, they wouldn't like advertise big-breasted seafaring women on the front.
Yeah, you got a good point. Good point. That's what
you know, guys were dangling off the rigging just to get a peek at the
who
peek
wouldn't?
At those wooden
I'm
jugs.
Sure. I'm sure. And they're all like rather beaten.
The steering wheel for a little bit.
You can always tell the guys that did it because they got a bunch of splinters in their hands. Like, were you rubbing on the wooden chick's breasts?
Yep.
What's a good pirate name? I got no pirate names. All right.
They probably hired the wood carver to make a life-size woman.
Do you think the wood carver took numerous breaks during his carving to beat off?
Well,
probably.
We're not that show. We're not that
we
show.
Absolutely
that, you know
that
what?
Show.
How egotistical would that or narcissistic would that be where you are jerking off to your own creation of a woman?
Well, if you get it right, you get it right, you know?
And if you're a good artist, why wouldn't you get it right every time?
Hey, back in the day, before porn, before pictures even.
Yeah.
They would scatter these statues in the forest.
You know
still,
what?
Still
you
got, in the
you
woods.
Have a great point right there because back in the day, What would you rather have, a statue of a naked woman that you saw in like some trinket store, some outdoor market? As a there's There's no pictures. There's no photographs.
There's no photographs. So the guy, because
some
Tyler,
guy could carve you a woman.
Tyler's a good artist. You can draw pretty good, right, Tyler? Mainly caricatures and stuff. But they're, okay, I went to the Getty Villa Museum.
It's the Villa.
The Villa. it's an old famous museum out here. It's on the coast. It's in the Pacific Palisades.
It's great.
Right next to Malibu. And it's cool. It makes me tired. It's this old rich dude who's now long dead, but he had a house up there because he had a lot of money. Actually, whenever you see Getty images, everyone in LA knows this, but I'm speaking for people outside of LA. Whenever you see like Getty images, that's the estate that is the Getty Museum. And then they built a new one that's off the 405.
Wait. Getty Images is actually a stock photo agency.
Right, which is the same Getty.
Okay, I didn't know.
Neither did I. I'm going off of what my wife told me. I'm just trusting her.
Was that from the same book where ships didn't carry women because they didn't want hoarding pirates?
She said it while we were up at the Kennedy Villa, so I'm assuming
the law
that she had read it somewhere, because I don't like to read when I'm in museums. I like to just take it in.
Actually, I do think the rape thing has some basis in truth, but I think the big reason was tied into somehow that they named the ship after a woman too, and they didn't
want
two women on board.
Sally sells by the seashore and not on the ship.
Seamen. Too many seamen.
Anderson.
Okay, so we're at the villa. We're up there. And the white marble statues, they make me kind of tired.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all that place has. I understand.
They suck your energy.
It's impressive, I guess.
There's a theater there. A
lot of wangs. Yeah, it was locked up. I couldn't go in. A lot of dick. You know what's funny?
Dude, there's nothing like a marble wang.
So much funniness up there. But one of their main guys was...
Mike just shot me a very strange look to that comment.
It didn't occur to me what you were talking about. I thought you meant Asian dudes were hanging out in the museum. And then I realized what you're talking about. And then I also... The secondary thought I had was, it's so easy to prove which artist was gay and which one wasn't. Because no straight artist is going to draw a guy's big old dick.
What?
What?
They all had to. That was their job.
No, I'm saying if you're working from inspiration.
Oh, and like you're just doing what you're into?
Always doing a dude with six-pack abs, super good looking,
right.
Chiseled jaw, and a big old cranker.
So they got...
Big old honker.
Like their most... I guess their most prized marble statue. I think it's Herculacus or some shit. I don't know. And he's you know, missing some parts, as so many of them are. But like most...
They have his cranker?
Noticeably, his crank's gone, right? It's gone. You can actually see the little discus rivet where it used to be.
Someone threw a disc at his cranker?
Now, here's what's interesting, though, is they, I guess back in the 70s or maybe before that, there's some period where they decided to restore all these old pieces that they were finding from Rome and Pompeii that had been destroyed over the years, and they're restoring them. And then there's this other movement like a few years later where they're like, fuck that, we got to make it original. So then they stripped it all away and then went back and restored it again. Fucking artist fags. Oh! Cut it!
Oh my god!
Cut! I don't want to say that.
Holy
DC.
Shit.
I don't want to say that.
That was visceral.
That's the new N-word.
Wow, that stabbed into my my heart.
But these artist pricks, really. I mean, just think of all the money and the whiteness that went into that. You know what I mean?
I don't know if they're artist pricks. I think they're art historians that are interfering.
A little too much energy going there, though.
Yeah, a little too much.
Especially that it went back and forth and then back again. But here's the funny part. So they have a little diagram of Herculicus or Herculacus or whatever.
Herculicus.
And they show color code, what's been added, what was removed, what was added again.
And that person who drew that color coding thing thought he was an artist.
I'm sure.
It never ends.
And he's probably bitter. He's like, I could have done Herculicus better than these guys. But I'm just shading in the colors. The hell's wrong with my life? Anyways,
you get to vote as the viewer which one you like best.
The dick was never added or removed or added again. Like they just replaced the feet and the arms and the hands. I mean, there's all these extremities that had issues that were replaced and brought back, but the dick was just missing from day one.
Isn't
no one even
weird?
Thought. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that that's such an important part of your anatomy? Probably the part you're going to protect the most other than your eyes.
Especially as a viewer, the eyes immediately go there.
Yeah.
As soon as you walk in. So right next door, there's some kind of strange...
It's weird being a kid at one of those things, because you're just eye-level, just marble dicks everywhere.
Right next door, there's some kind of... I forget the word
that can
use.
Be our Banksy movement.
Terracotta. Terracotta is used a lot. And there's just a random dude holding a big hot dog. And I kept looking for an explanation for why he's holding a fucking hot dog. Nothing. So I told Jillian, when I make all my money, I'm going to buy the Getty. And immediately, the first thing I'm going to do is take that hot dog out of the man's hand and put it on Herculicus' dick.
I was just going to say that.
There's a terracotta statue of a man holding a hot dog.
There is. It's up there.
What?
It's up there.
It might be Anderson's interpretation as to what he's holding, but...
It's a hot dog.
Does it have like the bun?
There's no bun.
Is there a little
bun?
Yellow,
no bun.
Mustard? Yellow squiggle mustard on
no,
it?
No bun. Nope. He's just holding. I'll show you guys the picture.
Did you read the story?
Look
about
for
that
terracotta
place?
with sirens. And there are these weird chicks that have bird feet. And I bet you'll find it.
Were you on drugs this weekend? Just like in like a cave?
Are you guys with me when you go to the Getty? Not the Getty Villa, but the other Getty that you think the building and the view is better than the art?
Yeah, for sure. That's something to aspire to.
I just go because the film more. Bean.
It's a great place.
I just go to admire where Rowan Atkinson has stood as Mr. Bean.
Do you know my niece and my nephew, who are 10 and 6 now, are obsessed with Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean is the greatest.
They're obsessed.
Mr. Bean's pretty sweet.
They're
Mr.
obsessed.
It's an acquired taste.
Every Sunday night, what do you want to watch? Mr. Bean. Let's watch. And I'm like, I'm not watching that.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because I have a closed mind.
Mr. Bean, when Mr. Bean buys the recliner and it won't fit in his car, and he has to put it on top of his little mini and drive his car home.
I
while
mix
sitting
up
in the
Mr.
chair.
Bean with Benny Hill.
It's
and I know
fantastic.
They're nothing.
Well, they're
Benny
both
Hill's
from the same
rapist.
Country.
What? He always runs that three-wheeled car off the road.
I know Benny. You know how Benny Hill always like reenacted raping, like chasing women and stuff. The Getty Villa. How do you pronounce it? Really, Villa, Villa,
Villa,
Villa. Okay.
Villa. Is it Villa? It's Villa. I don't know.
I do think that you know building how? And its location are just
fantastic,
staggering. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
I found.
You
it.
Know how the certain sections of the African American population have taken to like NASCAR jackets,
yeah.
and like
yeah.
M&Ms. Yeah. What if the next one was just Mr. Bean?
Oh, that
big Mr. Bean.
That's
head,
even
Mr.
edgier.
Even,
my friend Daryl Wright, who's a comic. Is obsessed with NASCAR genuine. Oh my God, it is a hot dog. But it was probably a Wiener Schnitzel back then.
I'm showing him the picture and it's a hot dog.
That
see,
is
the
a
chicks
hot dog.
Have the chicks have yeah. bird legs. Weird. Now it makes me miss it. I want to go back to the Getty View.
Okay, it's Blah. Different than the gesture you made or Tyler made, which I thought was holding it above their head, which is totally different. She's just preparing dinner.
Oh, that is a chick, yeah, and she is making a sausage. Okay.
And she looks African.
Nope.
Why would you say that?
Because it's Rome.
They also have a terracotta Mr. Bean.
But she has an afro.
The Getty. It's beautiful.
She has a short afro.
Which?
And look
which,
at her features.
I don't want to spend much time on this. I'll turn this off because Mike's obsessed with her being black, which he's not. But if you do watch that scene, the eggplant scene in True Romance, you'll realize that she's part black.
Yeah. Moors. Everyone knows Italians are part.
The Moors.
Mm.
Or which
he is holding a hot tub.
Right. This show's the worst. He is holding a hot tub.
So, it's like very long and limp.
So wouldn't it be cool to take that out of her hand or his hand and then put it like where the one's missing? I think it'd be comical. That museum needs a little comedy. There's none.
They all do.
Like
they
smirk,
all do.
Put a smirk on the statue's face.
There's some good comedy in modern art every
you know,
now and again.
You know what was a good exhibit that was years ago, and I can't remember exhibit. If you and I knew each other. I don't think we did at the time, but they had the punk rock exhibit at the Getty, and it was great.
Sounds counterintuitive.
It was cool. They had like, it was punk rock, meaning like they had Blondie too, and they had the New York movement, and the CBGB stuff, and they had like photographs and videos, and it was kind of interesting. Except for the 20 minutes my girlfriend at the time stood staring at Henry Rollins.
Was it after she had dated him? Or
yeah,
before?
It was after.
That's creepy. Was it a 2D image of him on the wall?
It was old videos from like way back in
and
the day.
And she was just standing there watching him?
Just entertained by it.
That's a weird situation to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that guy have the squarest jaw in history?
Superman, pretty square.
It's true.
He also fake.
The Lego Superman, even square.
Imagine if you're famous and you like are dating a famous chick and like she cheated on you or her ex-boyfriend, you know, you get jealousy kind of weirdo with like ex-boyfriends, like you kind of, and it's like some big star as well who's like on billboards and you guys, the two of you are just driving in traffic.
I think about that.
I used
in
to like
LA
be so jealous of this guy named Mark because the love of my life had
like
fucked
Summers?
Around with this guy named Mark. And you don't realize how many times you see Mark in public until you're driving around. You're like, fuck, like mark my words. And that's like a Mark four and like yeah. Mark is like the word Mark is everywhere. It's
well,
like,
and you know
fuck
how
that Mark.
You really notice it in LA, especially when you hear about a celebrity divorce or a cheating scandal, and then you notice, oh my God, there he is. Oh my God, Jay-Z's over there, or so and so's over there.
Oh, you notice it everywhere.
Yeah, and you think they live
Putting
here
Jay-Z
too.
On blast right now.
No, I'm just giving an example. Like you see something on TMZ. No, I saw on TMZ today that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, and she called him out live at a concert last night, like in song.
Wow.
What?
That's pretty cool.
She's got a song about
Why
somebody cheating.
Why am I getting my Jay-Z Beyonce updates from
I just saw it on TMZ, and I don't even know if it's true, but I'm saying Beyonce could feasibly. That's a bad example because they don't even live here, but a lot of celebrities do live here.
No billboards in New York.
That are all over TMZ for cheating, and then you drive around as the person that got cheated on, who's now out, and they're a celebrity couple, and then you see that person. Especially if it's somebody that just had...
That could happen to anyone. We could see that person. Mike, what are you doing? I'm talking about like billboards and magazines. Good night, Ron. And like, you know, you're in line at the market and it's like all over the cover of the magazines.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like bumping into the person because of the same proximity.
I had a bad analogy.
Hey, if you're getting into like a hip-hop R&B world and you're looking for a name, I think Mike might have just given you one. JMZ. Not bad.
JMZ.
JMZ. That's the they play the classic hip hop movies, right?
Yep. Like My Boy, My Boy 2, My Boy 3, Barbershop.
I don't know. So,
the guy at the hot dog.
Before we leave the villa, the Getty Villa, couple more things. It is lovely. It is beautiful. However, I always thought that it was this house that's overlooking the PCH.
So did I.
My entire life.
Always.
In my head, I had been in there when I was a little kid.
I thought it was J. Paul Getty's house, and it had just fallen, dilapidated into ruins.
That's what
and
I thought.
And they never fixed it.
His house is on the lot, but it's way far away, and that house on that overlooks the ocean, nothing to do with Getty. Nothing. My entire, it's a giant lie. My entire life. In my head. In my life. But couple,
a lot of our lives are giant lies. A
couple different things happened.
A lot of stuff we learned. A
couple last things that I can pull from there. One, the most annoying father Jillian and I have ever encountered was there with his little boy. And he was one of these dads who, instead of like teaching the kid something, he just reverted back to his five-year-old self. But the five-year-old self that knows more than the five-year-old son.
What?
So for example.
And over here, son, you'll see this is Aphrodite. And she, oh, but look at this one over here. You see the mask? Isn't that scary? Isn't that really loud, too? And it's like all marble there, so the acoustics are really fucking loud. And Jillian, like, she was really hating on this guy. And I probably would have been able to put him in, you know, the back of my mind, whatever. But, and it seemed like everywhere we go, he would like double back and come in with us. But it was just purely by coincidence.
Was the kid paying attention?
Kind of, until he started running around in the part of the garden that you're not supposed to run around in. Oh, I hated those people.
Yeah, me and Lauren were at like an aquarium or the zoo or something, and it was like the kid was like asking the mom like, "Oh, like why does the horse like, you know, whatever?" And she was just like making up shit as if it was real, like she didn't know but didn't want to seem like dumb to her kid. It was saying stuff like,
"That's what Drew does every night on Love
Line." Yeah. It was you're like, "Oh, the turtles don't like to go over there because they're allergic to grass or something." And we learned like that's absolutely not true.
I like her creativity though.
I mean, that's not what she said. I just can't think of.
But the dad was like reading. You know, they got tons of words and shit at these museums, and he was reading them all. He was reading them all aloud to the child and everyone else who was in whatever room he was in. Awful.
How old was the kid?
The kid was probably 5 or 6.
Yeah, that kid's bored.
Anderson,
death,
that, your quote should be carved into like the entryway. Of the museum into the stone.
They have words and shit.
Yeah, tons of words and shit at these museums.
They do. Now, here's the coolest thing that because I'm getting super tired, right? Jillian's still into it. Jillian, another strange thing, Lily Tomlin had a bunch of stuff that she had gifted, like little coins, Roman coins and stuff, gifted by a gift from Lily Tomlin.
Refresh my memory as to how much it costs to go to that museum. It's free, right?
It's free, but you got to pay like $15, and you got to reserve your tickets.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And you have to bring a sacrificial hot dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you live in the LA area and you're looking for some place to take your lady or vice versa. Not a bad day. Not a bad afternoon.
Especially if she doesn't know that it's like free. You look like a baller. You're like, hey, I got us these like exclusive tickets.
Yeah. Especially if it's
take my mystery.
Even if you're driving in, just flash a piece of plastic at the guy and keep.
You have to
moving.
Do that. You have to do that. It's credit card, and that's what they use to charge you for your parking.
Oh.
But also, it's always nice and cool there too, especially in these summer months. If you live somewhere where it's kind of hot, like inland, go out there. It's nice and overcast, cool.
Or you could save $15 and sit in your car and leave the AC on.
That's going to cost you, though, in the long run, Michael. But what kind of sucks because of the drought out here, and they're trying to be aware of the drought. Like, they're going to make a fucking lick of difference. They've emptied all the fountains, and there's no water running. That's
God damn them.
Yeah.
God sucks. Damn
right?
them.
I know. One of the coolest things about that place is the big, like, pools of water. And the
by far. Yeah. By far.
That's kind of like when I got to Washington, D.C. for the first time. I, like, walked up behind the Lincoln Monument, you know, and then you look around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You see the reflecting
and
pool.
You see, that's where Forrest Gump?
Completely empty.
Why was that?
It was like 2 years ago. They were pumping it out to clean it and like do some refurbishment.
Do people throw money in that reflecting pool?
Probably.
Every time I'd see any kind of water.
Listeners, if you know, please write in and let us know if people.
Well, some places that are built for respect, you're not supposed to throw money in.
No, but people to see water and they have to start. Yeah. Homeless people should just
I think they do. They do.
They should disguise themselves as puddles or like little pools.
No, they should. We should find some homeless people that look like they're go-getters and donate like work suits to them and some of those swamp boots.
No. They need to take it where they go.
Go out there with like a little mini snow shovel and get all that change.
Oh my god, it's so easy. You just get like a couple what do you call them, Tyler? Deities? Yeah. And you get like one of those kiddie pools. And then you put like Jesus here and Buddha there,
and
a couple
idea.
Lily pads, and you just like make a wish.
That sounds like a horrible East LA fountain.
People like you do that like where there's a lot of traffic. People be throwing quarters in there.
I think even without the deities, all you do is get a little clay wishing well and just plant it on the street.
No, here it is. Here it is. You dress up like one, you know, those like silver robot.
That's
guys?
What I was saying at first. Yeah, you dress up like that. Design yourself
and stand in the middle of the kiddie pool that you've also painted the same plaster color. And you stand there with like little water pouring down your arms. I don't know how you do that part.
I would
on
love
the corner, and then people would just be like,
"I'd love to be
the
there, watching the guy fill it up and watching him empty that pool on the Hollywood Boulevard."
And you have like a little sound effect machine in your hand that makes it sound like it's a plopping.
So
sound.
Basically, you're a rich person standing on a corner.
This is doable.
Performance art.
This is doable. So one of the
stand there with a hot dog in your hand.
One of the only cool, very cool member, because I'm ignorant, I get that, and I'm not very well traveled and well versed. It made me kind of want to go to Pompeii. Maybe if I had been to Rome or Pompeii, I'd appreciate some of these old, fucking armless white statues.
Or if you knew the history of that stuff, you might a little more.
Oh, a little bit. It made me want to watch Spartacus again. I can tell you that.
By and large, most of it's boring to me.
Made me want to watch Spartacus again.
And you know what? I'm so dumb at museums. I'm still impressed by the same stuff
I
was
supposed to say. It made him want to watch Spartacus.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot. I would only know that because I've never seen Spartacus from watching Roger Waters because he opened with that.
I don't know what that sentence was.
I think a lot of our listeners probably have not seen Spartacus.
But
let's let Spartacus die.
My enjoyment, my fascination at a lot of museums is with the same bullshit that would have impressed me as a kid. Like, that is the biggest painting I've ever seen. Like, I'll stand there going, that is huge. Oh, my God.
Well, there was a very big, my favorite thing. Painting. My favorite thing in there was a Sistine Chapel reproduction. But it was like a modern day painting that they just put in there.
Has that always been there?
I don't know. I haven't been there since I was like 7.
It has always been there.
But it's like not a famous painting. It's just like a cool looking piece of art.
We should have a podcast where we talk about museums and art.
I just got excited. I just got excited when you said we should. I'm like, I know what you're going to say, and I just thought this is the best because this is like resetting the entire podcast with a whole fresh 3 years coming up.
What do you mean?
We just take a hard right turn and never go back to what we did before.
We don't even visit the museums. We comment on museums and art.
Uh-huh.
From our
right.
Actually, lacking in total knowledge.
There's something cool I got from the museum. All right, I want to bring it.
You got us a present.
There's something. Do you guys have this too? Like, I hate overt violence, especially like cruelty. But there's something that draws you into it for some reason, especially at the museum. Like, I'm like, there's a cauldron over there, or a tripod that they used to use for cauldrons for sacrifices, and it just fascinated me. Like, I had to stand by it. I'm like, I wonder how many things got killed right here.
Did they sell mini versions in the gift shop?
I didn't go to the gift shop.
Oh,
fuck
that. Would be rad.
That was the one part of the museum I did not go to.
That's absolutely where they hit you, is at the gift shop, and everything is exceedingly expensive.
And you want to get something to commemorate your day there? Your day there?
The only thing better would be to be Bill Gates and you walk into the entire museum and it's the gift shop. You just walk in, you're like, yeah, I think I want that statue.
Like, oh, like,
we
the place,
part
there's always
the
a price.
Dog statue, and you're like, how does $4 billion sound to you? Right this way, Mr. Gates. Would you like that gift wrap? That'll be a surcharge, $5.
I wonder if there is anyone who's so rich and they just hate people so much they just buy shit to say, fuck you. You can't
by and large,
see this again.
I think one of
I'm
the
buying traits, this to like buy the Apple Tower and just cover it. Well,
by and large would be the name of the book.
Yeah, one of the traits that comes along with being exceedingly rich is also not making stupid, illogical choices.
It's true.
And I also think that if you're a billionaire, you don't give a shit about stuff like that necessarily.
There was a movie where like the super rich villain had like all of these great works of art up on in his penthouse.
Yeah, it was Mr. Bean.
And Tyler. And he
had Whistler's mother.
Steve Wynn did that. Steve Wynn had, you know, Picasso's and Renoir's.
He only allowed himself to see it in like whatever chicks that he brought up there.
Yeah.
And it was
that makes sense.
It was a true crime. What movie was that?
I did that with my Star Trek dolls.
What movie was that? It was a good movie. Anyway, here's the coolest thing that I learned about Roman times. Because there's so much terrible shit went down there at the Colosseum, right? And in those times, people were just awful.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that they like to do is have boxing matches, right? Now, I learned this in a tapestry they had, like a mosaic.
What a letdown that is after a lion rips a guy's arm off.
But listen, this was pretty good. I don't remember the names because I'm terrible with names. But I guess it was a famous bout. These two Romans, or Might have been Pompeii, but I'm pretty sure they were Roman.
Was it Andronicus and Coronicus?
Is that us?
No.
I thought he was being serious, like he knew some shit. All right.
I'm so glad you said, is that us? Because I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, sounds familiar, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure that the Romans started with just like, you guys go fight and punch each other and we'll watch. Yeah, that's kind of boring. Here, why don't you put these things on? And they're like these plates that were like, you know, like the little plates that you put underneath your teacup?
Yeah.
About saucers. The size of that.
A saucer.
Size of the saucers. But they're made of lead, and they used leather bounds to bind them to your fists. So now you're punching your opponent with fucking lead, right? And they said many blows would just instantly kill the person.
That's quite the opposite of what we do today.
Very different.
Padding.
The pillows that we put on our heads. We've come a long way. So here's the tapestry that it was showing, because there was a bull involved, too. I'm like, why, sir? There's two men fighting, and there's a bull. I'm like, what's going on here? You know who probably knows about all this stuff? Jennifer Ann Lockett's listener.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Listener and friend of the show. All right. So,
but it's 4 a.m. on Coliseum.
It's 4 a.m. to her, so we shouldn't call her, but let's do it anyway. You know what? Let's just wake her up.
Before I forget, though, who's the listener? Do we have the name of the listener who can't make it to the live show but wants to buy a ticket or two to the listeners who can't afford it?
I can pull up the Twitter.
That guy's pretty great.
Yeah, everyone hit him up. He's
that
rich.
Guy's pretty sweet.
Yeah, because we've only sold.
He's not rich.
We've only sold like 5 tickets, right?
Yeah, in the last like 3 days.
Yeah, the tickets kind of grind to a halt after you were on Love Line.
I know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
Some got sold back.
I'm aware of it.
I know a couple of listeners went down to the improv and they were trying to demand their money back.
Yeah. I'm aware of it.
That didn't happen.
No, I heard there was a lot of negativity about that.
What? About what?
I looked at some Twitter things. Someone's like, hey, get off his back. He was just trying to be funny.
What are you talking
about? You know, someone said, looking at like some forum.
What's going on right
Love
now?
Love Line forum. They
did
were like,
the channel get changed?
Talking about how mean I was.
What?
And I'm a mean person and bad person.
Oh, you're talking about your appearance on Love Line?
Yeah,
it was a total bomb. Everyone hates you now. We should probably just quit the show. What the fuck, Mike? What's wrong with you? It was great.
I didn't read
them. Hilarious.
I didn't read them.
Obviously you did.
No, I read the person commenting on the other people to chill out.
Oh.
The irony that you're more bummed out because you saw someone defending you.
Yeah, I know.
And you actually saw no tweets.
I wish there wasn't anyone that had to defend me. All right.
That's the ultimate
defeatist
attitude.
Well, if I didn't see that, I wouldn't have seen anything and I would have been better off.
What would bother Mike back in the day before social media? What would it be?
Other humans.
So, here's the tapestry. This is a good one, guys. So I guess
Mike
the story.
This hermit that was very happy for like 50 years, and then all of a sudden one explorer like crosses his path, and Mike's like, "Oh fuck!"
No, because Mike needs people to listen to him. But that's not true.
Hmm.
Mike needs people.
It's weird hearing you guys talk about me when I'm headphones on. I'm 4 feet from you.
So here's how this boxing this. I guess it's
this guy sounds like an asshole.
A legendary bout that occurred back, you know, 200 BC or whatever.
Andronicus, Coronicus.
Legendary because the bull was introduced? Or
listen to what happened, as legend has it.
It's the first time they got the lead out?
He punched his opponent, I guess killing him, blood squirting everywhere. And when I looked a little bit, after I read it, I looked a little closer. I'm like, oh yeah, that's supposed to be blood. Those parts of the tapestry, the little clay that they put together, are supposed to be the blood coming out of his head. And then I guess he won. Since he was the victor, he won this bull. Like that was
that's
his prize. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the guy's pet bull was infuriated and just ran out there.
So they give the guy a bull, right? And his bull's coming into the ring. And what's he do? Because he's such a badass and he's so pumped.
He punches the bull?
He punches the bull right in the middle of the head and kills the bull.
was there a second prize?
That's quite a celebration.
Is there a second prize?
No, I don't think there was a second prize.
Did he have
you
to
get
clean
a bigger
the
bull?
Did he have to move the bull?
I don't know what happened afterwards.
Did he get to retire after doing that?
Did they bring him another bull?
I'm sure that everyone called him the bull killer, though, for a long time.
And they just like got killed like the next Tuesday, some like lion.
How cool is that? Like that's essentially like you win the Stanley Cup and you just like smash it to the ground where it just bursts into a bunch of pieces.
That is pretty badass.
Or you can like crush it.
That is pretty badass, but
it's pretty badass, right? I feel bad for the bull.
It's like two deaths that didn't really.
He would have got a flag in the NFL for over celebration.
Yeah.
I think he might have.
Excessive celebration.
Then he would have crushed the just hit the ref.
Sure he just keeps until he's at the top of humanity.
People are so stupid they just keep penalizing.
He's up at Caesar and he's about to punch Caesar. And then.
Stupid. All right, so Jillian's packed chock full of knowledge, right? And she's been to Europe and she's English. She's half English. Her dad's right. So she's been over there numerous times and she likes to give me little tidbits. You know, whereas I like all the horrific
Do
things
you
that
like
I know.
Do you like that mask, Anderson?
What?
Scary mask. I was being the dad. God damn it.
So she busts out this little piece of knowledge while we're like in the little herb garden,
yeah,
which is a nice little tranquil spot, right?
As it should be.
And she just busts this out of left field.
Did they have mint?
Yeah, I ate some. I ate some mint.
I love mint. Yeah.
She says, do you know, back in the Roman times, in the Colosseum, or I don't know if it was the Colosseum, but in the Roman times, a woman was was sentenced to be raped by a giraffe.
What? Thanks, Jillian.
Jesus Christ. They probably had to get a special device for that.
First of all, why did you not tell me, like Mike says about me and some of the things that I, stories that I have, why didn't you tell me that like on our first date? Yeah. That should have been like the opening.
The second there was a pause in conversation.
I've told like 9 people since.
You told like 11 people.
Somebody had to see a giraffe's giant penis.
Just why not an elephant or something? Why a giraffe?
Do you know elephants can control their dongs like their trunk?
No, really?
Like they suck up water? Shoot it out?
No, but they can like move peanuts? It like left and right and like whatever.
Are you serious?
That's what I read.
Why? What's the purpose?
Yeah, why would they need to do that?
I don't know. Talented.
I don't know. What
that's
was that?
That's so
Tyler?
Weird because that would it? Serve me no. That would serve no good for me.
The new character you're working on? I don't know.
Yeah, new character I'm developing. His catchphrase is "I don't know."
I don't like this giraffe raping this woman thing. And
nor should you,
because before the giraffe even rapes her, she's kind of already been raped, right? What do you think? You're in the audience at the Coliseum, and they're bringing out a naked woman who's about to get raped by a giraffe. You think she's already unscarred?
Even if the rape never happened, she'll never be the same again. Like, even if they just let her go right there.
Did
like,
it
the
kill
traumas.
Her?
I don't know. Like, I didn't want to show her what morbid glee it brought me, because it did for some reason. You know what I mean?
Does it make you think we
when
visit
it was
Rome?
Over, did Coronicus come out and just smash them both with his lead fist?
Why is Coronicus the winner?
I'd like to see that guy punch that bull in the stomach
Coronicus
and knock the wind out of him more than kill him.
Is more entertaining to say than Andronicus.
You know what? The lead thing, I get it. It's going to kill you if you're the punchy, but that takes a lot more effort to swing those lead plates.
You got to think, too, like the Coliseum days, they didn't have the Jumbotron. They didn't have TV. So they really had to make everything, all the small little things that were, they had to make it big. They had to play to the back row. And by doing so, you had to bring out the giraffe. I'm sorry. I know that's wrong, but I think that's funny.
What if that Caesar could see better because, you know, it was far away? There was also two guys that had to reenact what was happening in the ring.
Oh, up close? Like
right
it's
next
the depth,
to him, but they're
like
also,
the
like, killing each other. Like, oh, fuck.
Stab. Oh, that's not bad. Like a replay.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to see it. I got to miss that. What happened?
Yeah, and just there's a whole line of slaves just standing in line. They're just dying one by one.
Someone should shoot that as a sketch with the deaf interpreter.
Well, this is true, actually. This fascinates me, and I've been meaning to do something with this, but I probably never will.
So here, universe.
No, fuck that. We had a guest in our studio tonight on my side, old friend of the show.
Who's that?
Let me tell you let's see if you guys can figure out who it was. Here's the main thing that I heard her say.
I could look at the thing right here.
I heard her say, "What should I hashtag it?"
Oh. not a guest on air.
No. Guest in the studio. Seriously.
Okay, so that giraffe.
"What should I hashtag it?"
Who what says was the that? Picture? What was the picture?
I don't know. I had my back.
It's a legitimate question in my line of work, unfortunately.
What asshole hashtags bullshit? Are we still doing giraffe?
Now, I just want to see what position they got her into. Like, how could that? Like,
the giraffe is more morbidly interested in this.
The giraffe story. On his knees is still too high to have doggy style sex with a woman, right?
Yeah, they'd have to like make some kind of harness.
That's what I mean, like a table.
Yeah. Maybe they had a bunch of like Roman soldiers hold her up.
And it doesn't count.
Amazingly, Romans had invented the Colosseum but hadn't figured out the table yet.
If a Roman had to guide the giraffe's penis into her, that's not a rape. The giraffe is equally as raped. Only not nearly as much. If that makes sense.
I'm sorry, what happened?
You know, they probably had like a wolf rape a woman and people couldn't see.
And the wolf wouldn't rape, he just wanted to kill. All right, enough. This is horrible.
Yeah. I saw a coyote right in the middle of the street last night about 2:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, just walk, and it looked like it was sickly because it was in the street walking down the middle.
Coyotes always look kind of sick.
Yeah.
They lope.
Mangy.
It's called loping. Yeah. What are they?
Mangy creatures.
It is interesting that coyotes and wolves and dogs walk very differently.
It is.
No.
Different customs.
I was thinking panthers and kitty cats. Did I tell you that I saw a baby panther in a pet store when we were kids?
No.
And they sleek. They walk with their arms almost to the side, instead of like a cat like this, they're doing this thing, like arms to the side, and it's the coolest. It's the coolest Why baby pet ever. Were Not you a pet.
In it was South America.
Veterinarian hospital pet store.
Okay.
I mean, a vet that had a pet store attached to the front in San Jose. And they had a baby panther from the zoo, and they were letting it walk freely amongst the pet store, and it was one of the cutest, coolest things I've ever seen.
But it wasn't for sale.
No.
Okay.
No, it was being weighed and all this other, you know, simple stuff, like being weighed and checking its blood before they brought it back to the zoo.
Welcome to intermission.
Want more conversations like this? Join us for the live after semester.
I got some good Next shit to Saturday get to, guys. Night. Some
creepy shit to get to.
But we do have to talk
Find
about the live
what
show.
Other animals raped Roman.
We gotta talk about the live show for a minute, right?
Okay.
Because there's something very, very... I had an epiphany today while at the gym. Just today. No, that's not true. It was yesterday. Anyways, not important. An epiphany.
When was the epiphany?
We can't do a normal show in here if, like, Reggie's wandering around.
Correct. How are we going to do in 200 or people staring at us?
If
or 150.
If, like, we got a package and there's, like, some cicadas in it. You know what I mean? How in the world did we actually think we're going to do, like, a normal, well, just, you know, tape an episode with 200 people who normally aren't there sitting in front of us? So, obviously, the show is, we have to be.
There's a good chance about 10 minutes in, we're all going to feel a weird feeling in our stomach, like, uh-oh.
Not a weird feeling. The show is just going to be about the audience.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. There's no avoiding that. Right? I'm saving some good stuff, like random facts and whatnot, for the live
should
show.
I don't think you should have burned hot dog statue.
giraffe rape. Should we hand out cards after disaster questions or whatever we call that segment? Advice? Should we hand out cards and let people ask for
Probably.
Advice?
No, we're going to have a microphone. I'm going to go scope it out with you maybe tomorrow, yeah? Okay.
No, I'm in Irvine tomorrow.
Well, that's not acceptable. We had a date.
I'll say it's not.
Mike, you need to dedicate yourself to this program.
All right, guys. Here's this.
Okay, let's put ourselves in the mental space that we're on stage at the Improv right now.
Or we're doing a little practice right here?
I'm genuinely trying to figure out if we're going to be able to have a three-way conversation with 200 people in the room.
Well, we're
going to
be talking all over each other, for sure. It'd be a disaster. Yeah.
We could try not to.
Jillian really made me feel great over the weekend. She was like, just started picking my brain. She's like, you don't understand. Like, if I had to do what you're about to do, like, at that show, like, I would be literally fearful for my life. Like, I might die. Because she has such a fear of public speaking. And then she goes, plus, you don't even have, like, any kind of plan, right? You guys...
No plan.
I'm like, no.
Why would we have a plan?
We don't have a plan because the show isn't the plan. I mean, that's the show. There is no plan. I said if it was a film ball, it would be a different story. Like, we'd have like a topic and, I'd have movies that I'd seen. I'd flick fast.
I've done a turnaround on this because I thought we really did need to come up with something. And now I'm like, I genuinely in my heart believe we should not speak about it, like, off air about what we're going to do on stage. And we should just go up and just start talking.
What if each of us had like an hour and a half plan, though?
And we all just do our own. We divide the audience up, pull a curtain.
I'm going to have a couple polls for the audience so we can do like live
stripping
polls. No, like I'm going to ask questions, Tyler. All right.
Raise your hand if you like us.
That's not going to be one of the questions.
And we look at each other and just shake hands like gentlemen.
But the show is going to be about the audience. And I definitely want a fourth mic for questions and to,
we'll figure that out.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And shirts should be available. And if you don't come to the show, you don't ever get a shirt.
We're burning the rest of them.
We're burning all our bridges to all of you who aren't coming. No, I'm excited. I am genuinely excited, though. It's going to be really fun to see
Tyler?
What a room of after disaster.
I can't believe it's next Saturday.
Listeners, look like it's going to be a good time. We're going to meet all sorts of big names, including JLC.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a week from 2 days from now. Yes.
Who else?
Are we doing it?
Are we
doing two shows next week or only Saturday?
No, we're doing one next week.
We'll tune up.
Yeah. What? Marcus?
We should get like 20 people in here.
Marcus can't come?
Let's try to do it early so that we don't burn.
Marcus doesn't like us anymore.
I offered him a ticket.
Yeah, Jillian was saying that he just couldn't get away or something. Jillian knows way more about who's coming than I do because of social media.
Would make me feel very uncomfortable if my wife knew more about the show.
She knows more about the live show than
plus you. So you apparently have a wife you didn't know about.
Yep.
All right, you ready for how Anderson put his fucking foot in his mouth real bad since I last saw you guys?
Yes.
All right,
these are my favorite. You should have a book.
I'm the worst.
I did a big one yesterday at the improv was just more offensive. Let me hear it. More offensive.
Lay
than,
him on me.
Let me hear it.
There's a wonderful girl that works there who I like a lot.
This is an unattractive, heavy set woman.
She's heavy set. Mm-hmm. She's gay.
Okay.
And she told me, I met someone who I'm in love with and I'm going to propose. And I screamed and yelled, no, 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 no. And then some other guy tried to like defend her.
Wait, why yelling no?
And I insulted his ethnicity.
Wait.
To try to be funny.
I'm so confused.
This just sounds like you.
You know what? Once I started the story, I realized, I cannot tell this unless you know them.
Okay. She said she met someone.
Yeah. She goes, oh, I go, are you still seeing that psycho?
And you were pretending like.
And she goes, no, I met someone new and I'm going to propose to her. And I went, how long have you known her? She goes, 5 months. And I went, no.
Oh, okay.
She's like, well, and I'm like, no, stop. No, 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 no.
Because it's too early.
You can't do it. Especially girls. I go, because you stop having sex after a year and you know I'm telling the truth. And she went, yeah, you kind of are.
And then the black guy said what?
It wasn't a black guy. It was another dude who started chiming in. And I go, aren't you the guy that got tasered by security? He goes, yeah. And I go, well, that's because you're Mexican in Irvine. And he goes, I'm not Mexican. I'm Hawaiian. And I went, that's way worse. And then I went back to my work and I thought I was trying to be funny. And it was foot and mouth nonstop over and over and over in front of an audience.
What was the audience?
They're bringing in people to train 150 employees.
Oh, so he's got a lot of practice.
People around.
You said that in front of 150.
No, I said him probably in front of six people.
Oh.
They're bringing them in shifts, not all at once, Tyler.
But I'll tell you something about that. About those prospective new employees after the show when we're off the air, because I can't say it on the air.
Great.
At least, I'm pretty sure. One or two are listeners.
Okay, this has nothing to do with the show, and all it's going to do is possibly fuck you up. So don't say anything. It's okay. Don't worry.
No, I'm talking about the new club.
I know. You want to talk about their unhired people that are of the future? Badly? Poorly about them? Is that your plan?
No, I was just going to say I think a couple of them are listeners.
That's what you're going to tell us off air?
Yeah.
Are you just being paranoid? Do you think everyone's a listener? Yeah.
Maybe.
Your eyes are darting about quite a bit.
Was he wearing winged shoes?
That was my stick in my phone. I'm not trying to be funny. Granted, I knew these people. I've known them for a long time. Amanda thought winged it was very shoes. Funny. The other guy didn't think it was funny.
Who's Amanda?
Amanda's my friend who's
working. Pet peeve number 93. Those people that like talk. Mike, you just did it for the first time ever, so I had nothing against you. But like, I had this girlfriend for a long time. I just wanted to say I'm not attacking you right now. But I had this girlfriend who like, come home and she would just tell me long-winded stories about all these fucks that she worked with. And she worked with like 30 people in this like financial firm. Ugh. And then Robert comes over and he's like, Julie, what are you doing? And it's like, I don't know. And then Julie comes over with Robert and then Danny's like, I can't believe you guys are doing that. I'm like, stop it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know those people?
I'm with you. They need to stick to this guy. And then this guy, other guy comes over and then that other girl came
don't
over.
Use names because that's the only way you can keep the story straight in your
and
fucking
little
head.
It's kind of insulting. It's kind of like trying to challenge you to sort of.
It's funny you bring this up because I was having this conversation with Steve and Irwin today.
Isn't he
God
dead?
God damn it, I said Steve Irwin.
Isn't Steve Irwin dead?
Yeah.
Oh, you were saying Steve and some
Steve other. And Irwin, but I said fucking Steve Irwin.
You ruined it.
You're tired, Ty.
You ruined it.
You're tired. Hi, Tide. All right, so I was producing Sex with Emily last week.
An odd sentence.
I know.
That's almost as weird as yours.
For my next act, I will produce Sex with Emily.
It's funny, too, because I'll be like at home with the wife. I'm like, all right, I got to go do Sex with Emily. It always sounds funny. But Emily Morris, the host of Loveline, one of the hosts of Loveline on Thursday, a friend of mine. I like her very much, and it's one of the few shows that I like doing work with her and for her because she's a solid lady. Crazy as fuck, but really like her. And she's very smart and got a great advice. You know she directed a documentary like 10 years ago?
No.
Get it on Netflix?
I kind of had a feeling. Yeah, I should look that up.
Smart chick.
We're going to have dinner.
A lot of energy. She actually has this office like on the 16th floor in Hollywood right on like Sunset and Vine or Sunset and
really?
La Brea or
I did,
Sunset.
I did think I heard her mention that.
Right across the street from the I don't know. Yeah, I do. Right across the street from
what
the Man Chinese.
Fuck?
Right across the street from the Man Chinese. And she's got this beautiful view, right? You can see the Roosevelt Hotel.
She still has that office?
Yeah. And I went up there to visit her, and she'd been there for like a month. And I'm looking at the view going, oh, my God. And her desk literally looks out the window. And I'm like, that's the Roosevelt pool right there. And she had never seen any of it.
She's never like, looked out the window?
I never look out the window. I'm just staring at my computer all the time. She's so intense.
Why does she have an office there then? She could rent a fucking place in Van Nuys for like $400 a month.
It's impressive for people to come visit her. It's good. It's good for business, you know? So anyways, she had a guest on last week.
No, it's not because you have to find parking in that neighborhood and then you're irate by the time you get there.
I believe the chick's name that she had on was... Chick, I'm already being rude. The woman's name that she had on was Dr. Deanna. I think.
I was hoping that you'd be like the chick. Sorry, the woman, and her name was like.
Yeah, tits. Me too. Me too.
No, this is like she actually
Kathy Cleavage was there.
The Sex with Emily show is kind of known for having porn stars on. God damn, Stanley probably has AIDS by now because he's always on all the porn stars' laps.
Wow, that's to the porn workers of this fine nation.
But it was nice because we actually had a real like sex and relationship therapist slash counselor on who kind of knew her shit, and she had been to school, and she's sitting in there with me before the show, and she's talking, and somehow Dr. Drew's name came up, and she goes, oh, I met him, he's such a nice man, I was at in the green room with him because we have the same publicist, and it was at the Dr. Phil show, red light number one, because Dr. Drew would never be at the Dr. Phil show. It made no sense, but all that aside, and it was so great because I was introduced to him and he remembered me because we had met before, and he's like, oh yes, hello Deanna. And I was just thrilled that he remembered me. And I'm doing my thing in there, which is half working, half listening. Mm-hmm. So I immediately just say, which is rude, I say, yeah, it's probably because you're his competition. That's why he remembered you, which I shouldn't have said. And plus, she's not really. And she went, oh, she's starting to get up now because she has to come in to do the show. So luckily, she's on her way out because what I'm saying next is just going to linger between the two of us.
Could Emily hear it as well?
Emily has no idea, and she wouldn't care anyways. But what I say next, she goes, no, we're not competition at all. And then I say, no idea why I said this. I said, well, if you're a man, you would be. And she said, as she's walking out, and I just really, I'm like, that was the most misogynistic fucking pig-headed thing. And I don't feel that way at all. I think I was trying to like be Corona, like the same mind frame that Corona would be, where he thinks he's being funny. But that wasn't even funny.
Yeah, like a valid reply. Like,
I think where
contextually
I was,
valid, although in I'm not saying that it's a valid statement.
What's wrong with us?
You know
why
when you say things
so
and you have no idea what the motivation is? Like, I went back and I was like tracing it. I'm like, maybe I was trying to say that's what Drew would think, and I was trying to make him the misogynist, and that's where the joke was.
Yeah.
Like your brain said the first thing that was an actual statement that could, you know, was a real like thought. It's just not a good one to say.
Yeah,
awful. And maybe it's just you being rebellious and me trying to just cause trouble and make people pissed because, you know, saying you're his competition, realistically, there's no reason to bring that up.
No, yeah. I'm like, he didn't remember you because he's nice or because you're a memorable person. It's because he's got his eyes on you.
And and also, you're just popping her illusion of, like, this nice man that she met.
But
even
deeper than that is all three of us know fully well.
Actually, that museum you went to, all of those things are reproductions and
fake. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You didn't actually go to Paris. It was all a trick.
No, but I'm saying all three of us are very, very aware of the fact that anyone who's high profile, regardless of if you're a doctor or not, is very high, very sensitive and does view everyone as their competition in the entire entertainment business. And you telling her he knows your name because you're his competition makes her think, oh, shit, we are competition, and causes
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah. It was a rude thing to say right off the bat.
I've done it.
I don't believe that you've done it.
Yeah, I don't. I think you always say the appropriate thing. For always and forever.
But you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
No, I know. I really don't. My favorite thing to do, and I'm a little bit better now.
Just imagine the things we're going to do at the live show.
Now that I'm older,
honestly, I'm sorry for interrupting you. I'm sorry about that. First of all, I'm going to apologize for interrupting at the live show, but I think we're going to be much more considerate of people at the live show because they're right there.
You know you're going to say some weird things. People are going to want to take a photo, and you're going to take a photo and say some weird offhanded comment as they're walking away, and then you'll be like, wait, why did I do that?
No, he won't do that.
He'll definitely do that.
200 times? No, come on. Where?
We're going to meet every person?
No. We're going to have a kissing booth, Mike. Of course.
We should have a kissing booth.
Oh, let's have a kissing booth.
Dudes only.
All right. Here's my final thing that I bring to the table. Oh, yo, we got to talk, yo. We forget yo every goddamn week.
Yeah,
we never talked about it.
It's bullshit.
I think we talked about it last week.
Well, I brought it up, and I said, we're not going to forget it again this week, and we did.
Yeah, but it's bullshit.
It's real.
No, I know, but it's bullshit.
It's awful, but that's the whole point of talking about it, is why is this bullshit relevant?
But what's to gain from talking about it? Like, are they making millions of dollars?
They're making a lot of money.
Talking about giraffes fucking and raping women in
because
the
because that's something that can happen
that's
to every one of us.
That's something tangible. That's something you can actually wrap your mind around.
That can happen to any of us.
Actually, it could technically, I guess.
Can you imagine next week? Yeah, guys.
Can't make the show.
Andrew's so I was not at the zoo. It's been a terrible accident.
Would that be poetic justice? For me, laughing, cackling.
He was at the LA Coliseum.
Hey, listen, if this happened last week.
The Ringling Brothers Circus broke out across the street.
I just picture the giraffe.
Through a terrible cavalcade of events, Anderson was mounted at the 50-yard line.
Ooh, somebody sent me a video of a turtle banging a little soccer ball. It was just sad. And those turtle dicks are very uncomfortable to look at.
More exciting than soccer.
Look at don't look it up because it's it looks like a fifth leg.
No, or the suction cup at the end. Turtle fucking soccer ball in their Google search.
And people were videotaping it and laughing, and then they tapped like a little baby soccer ball, and the thing fell on its back, and its big wang was just like flopping. What are we doing? Animal dick stories.
We've talked about dicks a lot. Tonight.
A lot.
Like all different species of dicks.
Has anybody? It seems like this has happened before. Has anybody done like a Banksy type move where you go in and put dicks on the statues? Has anyone ever
Cranksy?
Done that?
Cranksy?
Where?
That would be good. Like you go to a museum and you cranked. Bring like a plaster penis
Remember
with you.
He introduced us to the term crankers tonight. So I'm saying a guy that puts wieners on statues would be Cranksy.
You build at home your artistic
Retarded
interpretation
you,
of a dick.
We never
And
even
you go
got...
to the museum and you it's already pre-glued and you just right on.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
That'd
be pretty good. Not a comical one either. Just like a dick.
Like a dick, yeah. And see how long it takes for people to notice.
Yeah.
Get a long pole.
No, you do the long con. You keep going every night and making it
a little,
slightly longer until by the end the David penis is like 3 feet long. Everyone's like, wait, what happened?
What was the movie? It was like an airplane style movie, or maybe I'm mistaken. You guys, Anderson should know this, where the dick got broken off the statue and they glued it back on by accident upside down, so it was pointing up. What movie was that?
No idea. If I had to guess, it was like Top Secret.
Well, there's Naked Gun where they're like hanging on the statue, like, and they're about to fall off the building, and then it like goes, and it like pulls them up onto the ledge to safety.
I did not see that. we never even finished our initial conversation. Oh, this you're gonna like this. You're gonna like this. This
are
is inspiring.
About Yo?
We're gonna get back to Yo. Don't let us forget Yo. Gotta talk Yo. But
we gotta mine that gold mine.
So Jillian and I are walking through the with the marble statues, right? Because it's room after room, but so, you know,
yeah.
And it's kind of cool. Jillian was explaining that you can tell exactly what era it was from because
I call the girl ones snatches.
Their hair
so rude. Yeah, their hairstyle.
I'm sorry, everyone.
They're very precise about like the time. They're like, this is from like 16 BC to 107 AD,
yes.
Or even like
yes.
1980.
AD.
Stop, Tyler. I knew you were going to do it before. But I was looking, and it's just so impressive that there's artists, you know, throughout time. There's always been artists, and since we've developed these brains that we have now, that could make these reproductions so well. You and I could never do that.
No.
Most people can never do that. No matter how much school we went to, how much training we got, I mean, you got to have that born in. Yes, you can get better at it.
There's people that can reproduce paintings almost flawlessly. Almost flawlessly.
Right. And yeah, sure, a lot of them were classically trained, but they had it to begin with, too. Like, there were little kids that were, like, drawn really cool.
What just occurred to me is I'm blown away by that. Like,
blown away. Yeah.
However, it's not any more impressive than you picking up a guitar and playing a Led Zeppelin riff exactly like Led Zeppelin.
That's where I was going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's where I was going. Yeah, because it's so easy to see that those people did have that born into them because it's not about creativity or learning stuff. It's just like they can look at something because it's something in their brain. And I think the same could be said for people who have writing ability or coming up with stories
writing
or playing
ability.
Music or something like that. Like, this is the same thing. Sure, you can get better by going to school, but it's really hard to decipher that or actually graph that because it's not like they're reproducing a picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, how much art...
Do you know what I mean?
I wonder how much art... We've never got to see because it was made on a medium that just disintegrated over 50 years or 100 years.
Oh, most
because
of it.
The statues obviously are around because they were made of marble.
Yeah.
You know,
most all of it. Yeah.
So I'm sure there was 80% of that stuff was not made on marble. It was maybe drawn on leaves or something that if they were kept in a closed environment would last 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. But a lot of that stuff's gotta be just gone.
I was talking about this too, Tyler, where like, you know, you can only get so much history from back in the day. Like, let's say for whatever reason society just ended right now, like 100 years from now, like some
that
people popped
right
back
before
up
our live show.
And they found like If they just found like two or three phones, they would have everything that they need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they get to the point where they're like, all right, enough history. I don't want to see this guy's fucking cat anymore. Like, we document everything now. Everything is documented.
You know what? That's depressing and interesting at the same time that you just brought that up, because I'm thinking about it now. There, we may not know of most of the great work that's been done. I'm not just talking about artistic. Like, anyway, it may all have been just lost.
Most of it.
And we picked up where...
The vast majority.
Because in my head, I up until this moment, I sort of maybe felt that most art was done in carvings, in hard materials. That's ridiculous.
And then it occurred to you that they probably...
That's like a million years, 10,000 years from now, they think all we had were tires because they're the one thing that's not going to disintegrate. The rubber. You know what I mean?
They're
all
like,
they find
really
are tires.
Like making these circles.
Yeah, and they think we just made tires. Because the axles are rusted away. The cars are rusted away. The
cars do rust. They do rust away. I've seen
it.
Yes,
they do.
Nothing but like an engine block, which is also going. Yeah. Do rubbers last? Does rubber last longer?
I believe so.
How long did rubbers last?
Longer than metal?
It's vulcanized. It lasts forever, I think.
A Spock thing?
Don't tires just last forever?
Tyler.
Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. Do they? I would think that metal would last longer than tires. Am I wrong? Here?
No, metal is affected by the atmosphere. I think the rubber. The rubber has to be tougher.
Do you know that the...
I don't know. You know what? Let me just clarify. I have no goddamn idea what I just said. I don't know what
last...
You know what?
In the future is tires and men holding on.
I think tires last forever.
Silicon breasts. Resting like on top skeletons.
Will last hundreds of thousands of years, I think.
Drew was talking about how they're going to be opening up crypts, you know, in the future. And like, why? There must have been some kind of religious ritual. Like, look at, they have these women all have silicon, like, little pads on top of their skeletons. No, those are fake boobs.
However, I will say he's probably mistaken when he says that, because now we have very, very easy ways to communicate what they were that will probably last. Everybody knows what a boob job is. We're not going to stop telling our kids.
From Planet X knows.
No, but what if after global warming and then everything cools down?
And the boobs all melt?
And the rich Illuminati that are going to be living underground.
But they're still going to be talking about boob jobs.
They might forget.
You're right.
After a few generations.
Like, if no one brings it up.
There's just the last man on Earth is this old monk in a cave somewhere, and he's just chanting boob jobs.
Boob jobs.
You know like that.
Job. You know. Just so he doesn't forget.
Stupid.
Why?
You guys are punch drunk. You know that great Twilight Zone? I think it's the second Twilight Zone ever where it's Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
And the glasses and they break and he's
wow,
in the library.
Jesus.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
What?
They were historical.
He's a nerd. All he wants to do is read books.
Yes, yes.
And then he finally
you brought that up.
The end of the world.
Yeah.
And he finally finds a library. And then something I was thinking that there should be a porn. Right, where all the guy wants to do is just look at porn, and he's the last man on Earth, and there's none anywhere, and then he finds like this giant stash
in the forest.
VHS, and he's got to find a VHS player,
and he finds a VHS player, and then
no TV.
He gets ED right then. ED.
What's ED?
erection
disaster. They
erection dysfunction
anymore.
What is it? Erectile dysfunction.
Then we can have another film. Where we have to find
deflection.
A Viagra.
Oh, there's so much to talk about. Okay.
Yo.
No, not yet. Imagine this. You're talking about how most of art is gone because they didn't put it on
I don't know that.
Fucks you up even more is the greatest writer in the world that history has ever known probably never even learned to write or read.
Or published. Was gunshot or has had social anxiety disorder and just never let anyone read it.
He's suggesting he might be the greatest writer.
Yeah, that was very subtle, Mike.
I was not suggesting that. One gun.
Good chance.
Let me clarify. I know I'm not a good writer.
Just hasn't released a 5 Minutes with Mike video.
The greatest book. That's a good, very good point. The greatest book maybe was never shown to anybody ever.
Yeah.
The greatest dick carving.
The greatest hockey player probably never learned to skate.
Yeah.
The guy that would have been the greatest hockey player probably almost for sure never put on a you know what I mean? There's so much potential that will never be realized. It's depressing.
You know what I just thought about for some reason along the lines of this conversation? This may not even tie in whatsoever. Hypothetically, when you said you're the last guy on Earth, you got the last porn, I just envisioned us being the last three guys on Earth, and we live... we're the last three guys.
He's
and
done
we,
this scenario a
we're
few
building
times.
A, we're building
Always
a,
goes somewhere different, though.
No, we're building a camp... I'm being serious right now. We're the last three guys.
Okay.
We're building a campsite. Because
you say guys.
We're going to stick together, and there's shelter... At our campsite, how far away do we make the restrooms? Like, we want them to be far enough away that we don't have to be close to the bathroom, but we don't want them to be too far away that we can't walk there to pee and stuff.
This is your concern about the fact that the three of us are the last.
How does this tie in to anything we were talking about? Mike, like, I thought maybe there might be.
Are gone.
If the three of us are stuck on an island, like, we need to go. We're in agreement, right, that the bathroom is the other side.
It's going to change over time, Mike. It'll probably start like very far away, and then it'll just get slower, closer and closer.
We're just shitting. Closer.
No, that will never happen. We're not that show. Listen to him chuckle. Both of you guys. Stop it.
We're shitting on
each other. Okay, now imagine.
We've run out of room to the extent that we're just going on each other, and we're fine with that.
You know how depressed I would have to be to allow that to happen? So I don't give a fuck.
So beaten down.
It's the only thing we have to look forward to anymore.
Great. Thanks, Mike, for that.
Okay, imagine you're the last person on Earth. You're the last guy on Earth. Yeah. Or it's the last three of us on Earth, whichever scenario you prefer. You can be on the shitting island if you like.
But Tyler, we're not that show. Stop trying to make us that show. We're not. We're not going to be that show. The shitting island.
Do you think you would still, like, have the Earth? Like, would you still have...
That's the name of the greatest book ever not written that I'm going to write. Shit Island.
Would you still have the urge to, like, pleasure yourself, even though it's just, like, the world is over?
Not the first day.
And then...
Pleasure yourself?
Eventually.
You want me to say jack off?
Eventually. No, I think the first couple of weeks you'd be horrified and scared shitless.
And then after about 2.5 weeks, you'd be like... Kind of fucking really got a backup here going on. But then think about how depressing it would be every time you are literally looking at the fluid that does you no good.
What?
You will never, like, you need it to make more humans. But
who's going to think that way?
There's
Mr.
no
scientist?
Women there, so you're never going to be able to. So every time it's a reminder of your mortality and that you're going to be the last person.
Maybe I'm so simple minded that all I'm doing is getting pleasure out of it. I'm not overthinking it.
Well, Tyler.
What?
Oh, this precious fluid. Precious jizz will never come to fruition.
My sweet goo.
Stop it! We're not that show!
Up to this point, I've always thought of it as a hindrance more than a precious fluid.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's all of... It's like... Would be the final representation of humanity. Like, all humanity would end with your penis.
You gotta be much too wise to feel that way, and I don't think I'm that guy.
And you're just that guy sitting in a cave going...
Just a monkey going, feels better, feels better. Time for a nap on the banana leaves.
Boob jobs.
So you're back in the time. There was a...
Your phone rings and you look down and it says, yo.
Yeah, you just ruined this reality TV show, asshole, by jerking off on camera.
What?
And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, my... No, what? Whatever. No.
So it's...
What?
Did either of you hear This American Life this week?
No, I don't listen to other podcasts. Let's talk about yo!
But real quick, it's... The first half of it is all about this crazy Japanese game show from the 90s where this guy went to, like, an open call for a show, but they didn't tell him if he'd been chosen or not. And then they blindfolded him and locked him in a room naked, and all there was tons and tons and tons of magazines. And they wouldn't let him out until he had won 10,000 yen worth of products by mailing in for the sweepstakes. It is... And then, so he finally does it, right? After, like, about a year, I think it was, like, 13 or 14 months, he finally wins 10,000 yen worth of products, and he thinks he's going home, and they take him to Korea as, like, a prize, and then the last day when it's time to go home, they put him in another room, and he has to win enough to earn his airfare back to Japan. And this whole...
How is that legal?
And they... and it was the most popular show in the fucking world, in Japan, like, for the year.
It had to be a setup, right?
No, it's the guy got, like, terrible, like, PTSD and, like, couldn't, like, talk to people for, like, a year.
How much did he win for being on that game show?
I mean, he became, like, very, like, famous, but now I guess he's, like, a D-list celebrity in Japan now.
I don't like that. That's like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
It's totally
one
the
bit.
Truman Show.
It's called Human Rights Out the Window.
Yeah, it's Japan. They don't really care.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know this guy that... All right, I'm not gonna talk about that.
If there were a channel or a television show that live broadcast, like literally underground, like child labor, be like children. I'm not talking about a sexual thing or a torture thing, but children chained to tables doing manual labor. and
oh, this is gonna get real funny.
Yeah, where are we going, Mike?
No, I'm gonna say if it was just this creepy underground cavern where kids were doing work, being chained up to the tables.
And get it? They're chained
on webcam.
How do they keep them there?
Would you watch? Would you watch that?
No.
What?
What? Mike, your new business is not going to work. Sorry, you're gonna have to figure out something else.
A girl, woman being raped by a giraffe before I'd watch that.
But
and I would rather not watch either.
But
is she chained to the giraffe? Wait, Mike, how do they keep them in place?
I'm just it's if they're gonna capture a dude and keep him in prison for a year and make him mailing coupons for the entertainment of like the Japanese civilians, what's the difference in there's a difference.
He said he could have left apparently at any time, but he had said he had agreed to the thing that he would try to like do the show, so
okay,
he then like wanted to do the honorable thing and keep his word. I don't know. It's fascinating. Everyone should go listen to it because it's way better than the way I described it. But it is as insane as I described it.
What was the second half of the show?
I don't remember.
So it wasn't as good?
No, nothing's as good as a Japanese guy doing an actual Truman Show. Anderson, what are you looking up so intently over there?
I know. It's stupid. Stupid, I know. I got it. It's dumb. I get that. But I'm obsessed with finding... What are the most ancient civilizations?
The Mesopotamians?
The big ones. It's like
Sumerians?
Tyler, maybe you're going to be able to help me here. It's the Greeks. Greeks, right? And the Romans, right?
Okay, yeah.
There's a third one. It goes back as far as the Greeks. I was not aware of these people.
Mesopotamians?
Nope.
Sumerians?
Someone with an E.
Ethiopians?
No.
Ephesians?
And I'm looking for the name of it. But they were referred to all over this goddamn villa.
Villa.
Okay. Let's talk about you real quick. And then I got to talk about something disturbing that happened in my backyard. And then maybe we could end the show?
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yo. Tyler, explain yo real quick. While I look up the
story. I don't really know, except that it's an app that you just send the words yo to your friend.
Sounds like it's a texting app that doesn't mean anything.
It's an app that's getting tons of hits. This is old news now, but I keep forgetting to talk about it.
It serves no purpose, though, correctly?
I was outraged that it was so popular.
But there's no purpose to this app, is there?
Tell me the truth. Did you just get mad at me as soon as you heard about Yo? You're like, that's probably something fucking Tyler.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, Tyler, and all those people probably like, really think it's hilarious that they have Yo. So if you get Yo and I have Yo, and then it uploads your contacts, you can send a little thing that says Yo to anyone in your contact list if you like.
You know who does like it? Jesse Pinkman would like that app very much.
Yo, let's cook, bitch. He'd be like, I like this app called Yo, but it really doesn't say what I'm going to do.
Speaking of Jesse Pinkman and Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman, have you seen those Xbox commercials with him?
No.
Where he's like talking
about... I read about it, though, in the newspaper. God, I'm old.
About how in the commercial, he's like talking about the Xbox and how you say Xbox on and it turns the Xbox on.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that commercial... If you have that Xbox,
it does turn on.
If you go on Twitter and search like Aaron Paul Xbox, it's all these people tweeting like, "Thanks, Aaron Paul, you just turned my Xbox on again." When that commercial airs,
really?
How fucking weird is that?
And then it's in Yo.
Yeah, then it says Yo.
And then it says Yo. All right, I'm never gonna find it. And you know what sucks is I wrote it down on my phone, but it's gone forever. I'll never know what the third.
Why is it gone forever if you wrote it down in your phone?
Well, because I didn't really. I just looked it up in my phone, and I had a page open to it.
You
but
sure, it starts with E.
Yeah. And you know how many people are smart people are listening? Actually, probably not that many.
Screaming at the...
We should have had Lockett's on the show the whole night.
Lockett's, who was it? All right, so we're done with Yo then. Okay.
Yeah, Yo sucks.
Stop downloading Yo, guys. And it's like hugely popular.
Wait,
and tons of people
just
have it.
You just said we need to talk about Yo, and then we never talked about it.
We did. That's how awful it is. You didn't even hear it. Tyler gave and I talked about it, and it was awful.
Let's talk more about the hot dog statue, because I'm looking at it again.
All right, my next door neighbor, she's painting her house. Right?
Rotund?
Nope. It's my next door neighbor. She's the Asian woman who will never make eye contact with me. And she like actually physically grabbed her child and took her child inside forcefully when I was up on the roof like a year and a half ago.
Wait, the next door neighbor?
My very next door neighbor. Yeah, the one that came over and tried to talk to you.
With.
Yes.
Oh,
her.
She was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well.
When did the dudes move out?
Like 2 years ago, I used to have all these Bostonites living next door to me, and we almost got in an altercation on the road about 6 blocks away from where I lived, and then I realized, oh, fuck, those are my next-door neighbors. I realized it when I went home, and I thought that maybe they were, and I took note of the car, the first few letters of the license plate, went home later that night after Loveline and this show,
And there was their car parked right in front of my house because, yes, they were my neighbors.
Was it the Egyptians?
No, it was not the Egyptians. So, next door neighbor, she's doing a bunch of overhauling her house. Mm-hmm. The main thing I can tell is she's like took a bunch of shrubs out and cut a bunch of trees that are kind of, you know, on our joint property, but it's like on her side. So I'm noticing difference, which I like. And painting the entire house. Now, she has a detached garage.
She's doing it herself or she hired someone?
She
hired
a bunch of people. Changes she's making, or you like that you're noticing changes?
She cut a bunch of trees down. So anyway, I get like light in my backyard where I never had sunlight before, which is kind of cool. Makes me feel like I have a different kind of backyard. Mm-hmm. Now, she has there's a detached garage in her backyard. And it's kind of weird, but that garage acts as like a wall for my property as well. So part of her garage, like her garage wall, is in my backyard, and like that is the property line. So like her garage, it's technically her garage, but it's like my wall on my in my yard. You know what
sounds
I mean?
Like some shady.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's not. You're not talking about your garage, right?
No, it's her garage, but it, and it's in her. It's literally in her backyard.
Her garage is inside Anderson's
garage. Like behind the pump for the pool.
No, it's like right to the left of it. But it's like, so it's on her property, but it, like, it's a.
Where the hammock is.
Instead of putting up.
Everyone in your car, picture the hammock.
I'm not really worried about you guys figuring it out because I can see you guys have been there and I can just say, well, it's right by, you know, the tree.
Okay.
But like, in, the only way to make it more official would be like to put up another brick wall that would just be like, you know, a what's the word? Like a bunted up against her garage, which would be stupid. Like, who would do that? So the property line is just a garage wall. And her house was yellow.
Bunted up isn't the word.
Bunted up. What a joint. What is the word?
She wants to come into your yard to paint her garage.
So yeah, she left like a note in my front door, and Jillian told me about it, but I didn't see it.
Wait, are you serious?
She left a note in my mailbox, I guess, and Jillian told me about it. I didn't see it.
She wants to come in to paint the wall that she's never going to see.
Listen. So then I opened the door the next morning, and I guess she'd come back over. Taking it out of the mailbox and put it like in the screen door so I can't open the door without this thing, like this note falling now. See, she really wants my landlord's phone number to get, I don't know what it is. I'm thinking that there's like a tree that's going over on her property. I don't know. I don't care. I don't own the house. So I go over to her house. Jillian, when she came over when I wasn't there, Jillian hides like she always does. Dogs are all barking. Jillian just turns on the TV and hides. So I said, fuck that, Jillian. We need to know our neighbor. So the note said, please give me the information. So I went over to her house, knocked. I can hear them walking around, clearly. They're ignoring me.
They're hiding.
Yeah, they're hiding. It's fucking stupid.
These are all adults.
She never emailed you?
Just like I do.
So I sent her a text, and then she sent me a text back like 2 days later. All right, now here's where it gets fucking weird.
She sent, you got a yo.
She sent me the yo app. No. I wake up Sunday morning, like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I go out to have a cigarette, and my wall is gray.
She came in your backyard and painted
it? Not her, the painters. But she just sent the painters over the wall.
How'd they get over?
They flew.
They put like a giant ladder over it?
That's not a giant wall of China.
Whoa, why is it got to be the wall of China?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I forgot she was Asian. God damn it. I'm just trying to think of a big wall.
Why could it be Hadrian's Wall, man? Whatever the one from Game of Thrones is called.
I don't understand why they would do that when she's never going to see it.
First of all, she shouldn't even worry about that wall. But it's just like, you know, they're so goddamn intent in being like
And what if it's imposing?
Meticulous.
What if it's against your taste?
I was home, and she had sent 2-3 people, however many people it took to paint. That was really weird and unsettling.
Did you have to confront her about that?
I did when 2 days I was just going to let it slide, whatever. Now that I have an ugly gray wall in my backyard, what used to be yellow, she'll never see it. I have to see it every day. Should have at least asked.
You should just repaint it.
It shouldn't matter, right?
Your color.
I just going to let it slide, whatever. I still haven't met this lady. We just text back and forth. I'm out to dinner with my parents, which is stressful enough a couple nights ago. You know, dealing with my dad, who just wanders off now. He's to the point where he just wanders up to hostesses. The hostess? And just explains to her that he might not be able to make it all the way home in the car without making a mistake.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what are you talking to this lady about right now, Dad? We're not done eating dinner. We're over here. Oh, I was just telling her that I might not. All right. But, so I'm getting texts from Jillian, who's in school at home. She's in school online doing her coursework. And she goes, there's someone in our backyard right now. I can see him clear as day. He's in our backyard 20 feet from me.
It's always a nice text to get.
So I immediately just write this long, long text to our neighbor, like, what the fuck? And she just blatantly lies and goes, "No, no, the painters have been gone for since 4 o'clock." And I'm like, "Jillian," she says, "it's not the painter, so that's a big problem." And she's like, "Well, why are they painting the wall then?"
How do they,
is that a Southern California thing, though?
No, you're not allowed to do that. The landlord can't go in your backyard. I know. He tells you you can't do that. She needs to know that.
Now there are plenty of places, and I grew up in the summertime in Canada where it's hot. And I know there's still a lot of places in the United States that are like this. There are no walls in your backyard. Like, everyone, they have the houses. But
I don't like that. That's very weird to me. I drive through, like, parts of the country that has that.
Because we're all Southern California kids, though. I think there are a lot of places where, like, yards aren't that a big deal.
No, I've seen overhead views of houses, projects, not necessarily projects, like poor housing, but, like, houses. There were just lots, and they would just build the houses in your backyard.
I don't like it.
And you could just step into the other person's backyard or the other person.
And then if you build a fence, everyone's like, "Looks at you like, what the fuck's your problem?"
Yeah, why are you from Southern California? Yeah.
Maybe I just want to be able to have a little barbecue and not have Ned come over and be like, "Oh, what you grilling?"
Yeah. Plus, you don't like the tan lines on your wife's
boobies. I want Steve Orger when he's coming over.
But it's not altogether different from back in the old days when you would just build a house on the prairie and the other house was like 150 yards from yours, and you didn't build walls then.
But it could be nice because, like, you could know your neighbors.
On Shit Island?
But you know what? It becomes sucky. No walls on Shit Island. It becomes sucky very quickly when there's one.
Shit Island. How did this even become a thing?
When
someone listening just realized the joke too. It's just this never ending chain.
No,
of
it's
shit
terrible.
Realization.
No Shit Island jokes that keep calling back.
The whole thing is, you go out in your backyard, you're kicking back on a.
But that's a
chair.
Southern California thing. Back in the day. Back in the day, you just build a house, and then, like, your neighbor builds one, like, over there.
Yeah.
And then, but then when we started doing these tract houses, it's like, "Well, this is my yard."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
"I don't want you looking in my yard."
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was, like, no walls. It was just, like, everyone's neighborly,
I don't like
friendly.
It.
But then.
More walls.
You know what's also creepy, though, I was going to say, is when.
Maybe the wall came with the pool.
There are the property lines. There are the property lines. But there's no walls. But there is a guy who, like, mows his lawn and then stops. And then the old lady right next door. Yeah. And it's gross.
I don't like that.
That's worse than a wall.
That's like the guy that makes a mess in the kitchen. But it's like, "It's not my kitchen. It's just a work kitchen. I'm not going to clean it up."
Is that you?
Oh, like in a community kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Guys, my soul has been taken by.
I would. Yeah, I don't know why. It's not even that much more unsafe. But I would feel unsafe living in a house that didn't have walls. Like the yard.
Oh, yeah.
The yard.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely. And in the neighborhood that I live in, built in 1956, I can tell because they printed into the sidewalk everywhere.
Yeah.
You can see.
That's what they want you to think, man.
The wall that used to be there, and I actually looked at some houses before we rented this one that had these walls. They've added, like, sections to the wall to make it higher because they used to be super low. They used to be like three feet.
When I was a kid,
have one? Just to keep your dog in there?
The house I grew up in Tucson had a wall that was probably 2.5 to 3 feet around the back, and you could step over, or you could climb over.
You could, like, do a little bunny hop over.
It was about that. Yeah. Or
it
like
been
that.
Great to be a burglar back in the day.
They're
so
weren't.
Easy. No alarms, no, you know, just a housewife. And
it was before Apple products were around, so there's nothing to steal, Tyler, except for pearls.
You're breaking into a house. There's no alarms. It's very easy. The doors, they didn't have these crazy.
Every car had the keys in the ignition.
Yeah. I have a friend whose family, as of like 2 years ago, they moved away recently, but as of 2 years ago, they still left their door unlocked.
I wonder if...
I would just go into his house in a nice area. I would just open his door. And
was he home, though?
No. They left their door unlocked 24/7.
I got no problems with leaving my door unlocked from home. No problem.
No, this is when they're not home. All cars gone.
Yeah, that's weird.
Front door open.
That's weird.
God, am I just paranoid then? Because I lock everything.
But I bet if I left my door unlocked since I've lived there.
Locks everything, puts himself in a straitjacket.
I don't think I'd have any incidents. I don't think anyone's tried to open my door. Oh,
if I had a panic room, I would sleep in that. I'm not kidding.
Have I ever showed you my front door? Like, obviously someone has tried to break in numerous times, but it's been there since long before I lived there. You can see, like, where knives and screwdrivers.
Easy. What?
Yeah. And it was a stupid person because it was like in between the deadbolt and the door handle. You got to go for it.
Do you ever get creeped out by your glass windows being able to see into the backyard as deep as you can?
No, not at all. Why? Do you?
I don't like big windows at night and seeing into, like, the dark.
No, you can turn the lights on in the backyard.
I guess, but then you have to run your lights all night long.
Well, no, you don't sleep on the couch. You turn them off when you leave that room.
Yeah, but then you like get up to go get water or something. You like have to walk by. Ugh.
I gotta say, when I see houses in Architectural Digest or wherever, nice houses. These
Why
modern
are you reading
houses,
Architectural Digest?
Or they have floor to ceiling windows.
Something to put off work.
Floor to ceiling windows in the bedrooms, like in the master bedroom. Like I don't take that one.
If it's looking out to the ocean, maybe. But when it's like looking out to the backyard and they don't have a fence and the backyard goes up against the forest,
or they live in the forest. No. Yes,
I
yes,
don't need
exactly
fucking
correct.
Some one night when I get up to pee, I'm gonna see some little creepy fucking Sasquatch man
That's
or some
right.
skinny bald.
Yep.
Scary person.
Night's ruined.
And even if I'm hallucinating it, now it's going to terrify me for the rest of life.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up. I got to go to bed.
Some Sasquatch out there hiding porn.
I'm still looking for this old civilization.
The worst is.
What do you search? What
when we build our house on shit island.
What are you searching on Google?
Three oldest civilizations. Where is it? What's it called? Something with an E.
The three oldest, according to the last piece of remnant that talked about it.
Anyways, Egypt completely blows them all out of the water because it's like they got written record, I think, of Egypt.
I finished the transcription of our great, brilliant civilization in the sand down by the water. Good job, Joseph. Let's go get some food. 2 million years later.
Fucking Egypt beats everything. Goddamn Mesopotamia. But there's a third one. It was right in between the Greeks.
Mesopotamia.
And
Egypt.
Mesopotamia. You fucking give me the creep. All right, why aren't you playing the music? We gotta go.
Egypt, Rome, Greece.
Yo.
Shit Island.
Let's not try and get Shit Island going, guys.
Shit Island's
Come on.
A thing.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be a thing.
You gotta change the shirts.
Shit Island. Meet me at Shit Island.
Guys, come on.
My
why
parents
is this
went
thing?
To Shit Island, and all I got was this lousy shit color shirt. Shit Island. It's the three of us in beach chairs with shit on our chests.
No.
Mike,
get on it, Scott. I'll make 10 shirts to sell the After Disaster.
Limited edition.
Shit Island.
I'm not signing off on that. I don't want it to be associated with something so sophomoric. No. No. No.
I don't either.
So what are you doing?
It's so sophomoric. Stop. The next level.
No. All right. Speaking of the next level, this kind of ties in.
The
I know that Mike
of man.
Brings up fucking random Shit Island and says, I think it ties into this discussion, which it did not at all. But I was on Rodeo Drive the other day. It had to be awful. Oh, hate being out there. Hate it. And I was thinking, actually, because my Waze is like, turn right on Rodeo. And I'm like, hey, she got it right.
Yeah.
Waze took me through Chinatown today to get to Studio City.
Waze, I didn't trust Waze today because it's like you have to turn left, right, left, right, left. It had me zigzagging at rush hour. I'm like, that's never going to work, Waze, you dumb fuck. So I ignored it.
Did you change the voice that talks to you?
No.
You should put on boy band. Turn left.
Is there really a boy band?
Yeah, there's also Elvis. He's like,
I can't figure out how to use it.
It just drains your battery, so fuck it.
It does, like a giraffe in your ancient times, it rapes the fuck out of your battery.
And even when you turn it off, it rapes. Listen, sorry to all rape victims. I didn't mean to use it so haphazardly, but here's the thing. I ran through a bunch of like different scenarios as to why they call it Rodeo in Beverly Hills.
Why?
Plus, this time of year, everyone's out there just taking pictures of themselves on the fucking corners.
Ugh.
Yeah,
with the fancy stores in the background.
Just
it's disgusting.
Run over everybody.
And it's really easy to be in LA and like 4 o'clock, you're in the fucking ghetto. 4:15, you're in Beverly Hills. It's bizarre. You know what I mean? Where you're just driving through LA and it's like, oh, the culture is so different and gross. Anyways, So the main one that I really got stuck on was the street was named way back in the day, like when cowboys and Indians and like rodeo. It was the rodeo.
Yeah.
And then when it became affluent, they were embarrassed of it, but they didn't want to change the name or they couldn't. So they said, we're going to pronounce it Rodeo.
Is that true?
I was really hoping it was true. Oh, I was hoping.
The most pretentious and embarrassing thing I've ever heard Dr. Drew say was on Adam Carolla's podcast at one of the improvs.
Why would you listen to that?
Well, he was at the improv and somebody was talking about, doesn't matter what they're talking about, and Dr. Drew said, was he a clown, like a rodeo clown? And everyone stopped and went, did you say, and even Brian, bald Brian went, did you just say rodeo clown?
Oh, he's not
and
getting off the hook yet either. I gotta talk shit about bald
he
Brian.
He was embarrassed. Very
rodeo
embarrassed.
Rodeo clown!
He said, like a That's rodeo so clown?
Funny. You know, like those guys that act like jerks on Rodeo Drive.
It is the appropriate way, in the Spanish way, to pronounce the actual word rodeo. So we should be calling it, like Drew calls it, rodeo, but everyone calls it the cowboy way because that's much more
shocking,
prominent.
Yeah, it's probably the cowboys were dumb. And
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Dumbed it down, yeah.
That's how I learned that that's where the N-word came from, was somebody was mispronouncing that country, Niger. I swear, that's what I heard.
Niger.
No, the color Niger. The color in Spanish is
we're getting in dangerous territory.
I know. Now I want to make sure I get it right, but the color for black in Spanish Niger. Is R-E-G-R.
What'd you say, Tyler?
I said Negro.
Yeah, it's Negro. God, I thought you said
Frijoles
the word.
Negros.
I heard the word.
So did I.
Clear as day.
You said so Niger right as I said it.
This is Mike Carano stating that I heard someone else say the word, not me.
Mike, you were actually talking while it was happening, so you're safe.
The say it again. Negro, is that it? Black?
I feel like we're juggling a.
But the word.
Like a Molotov.
No, but I don't. Why would it be the country somebody.
Who's a black
first, okay, first of all.
Oh, we should play this game in the live show.
Nobody was took that word from the country, did they?
N-words.
It was a derogatory made after the word black.
N-words that mean the word black. Go.
What?
And we have to keep going. Like,
I think you mean words that start with N? Not N-words that mean black.
Words that start with N or N-words.
The phrase N-words means one thing.
Night. Right? Night is dark.
No one would ever say, give me a list of N-words.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's a good test to give to somebody.
Oh.
Give me a list of N-words to test them.
All right. Before we put this baby to bed, I want to talk shit about the old bald Brian there. Working on in radio for as long as I have now. Fuck.
I think you mean radio.
20 years. I have noticed that people that think of themselves as fancy celebrity types, who I will never be comfortable with. I will never like them.
I don't like the accent you're doing.
I will like many celebrities, but I will never like the celebrity side of them. All right? And I've seen people who have developed this habit because they've gotten to be, I guess, bigger stars in their head. I don't think Mike Carano is one of them. Mike Carano's never done this. What I'm talking about,
since I'm not a celebrity,
what I'm talking about is they leave their fucking garbage behind, especially when it's garbage that was given to them.
Like that?
That's in the garbage.
No, there's a bottle of water sitting there.
That's Dr. Drew. He's famous for that. Plus, his germs are all over that. Drew, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Goddamn guests will do it all the time. Now, about half the guests probably throw away their water.
That's just rude.
Take it.
That's just rude.
The fucks that were in tonight, like, they had coffee and tea or whatever, and like somebody obviously brought it to them. I don't know who that was. And they just made their coffee, made their tea, and just left, like, the little packets of sugar everywhere.
Yeah, that's like, rude. That's self-centered.
It is weird. That used to happen all the time when I worked here.
And fuckhead Brian, love you, buddy, but he does it all the time. And you see that little 8-ounce water bottle right there?
No, that's mine.
This was all for naught.
I apologize.
That is so weird. We did a show in here earlier tonight. He had the exact same bottle.
When you took it, I was like, what are you doing?
Did you guys hang out earlier today?
No, it's Costco.
Why was the rug just pulled out so hard from under?
Wow!
I was so excited for this.
I just finished it off.
Brian, I have caught Brian leaving his fucking cups. Brian has left his cups in here, and I give him shit. But and I'll yell at Drew. You know,
yeah, I think you're going to need to send him an apologetic yo tonight.
The first person I ever had to clean up after that did this was Jewel, and she made a huge mess. And I will never forget that bitch. Fuck her and her tooth. You know what I mean? I'll never forgive her.
She left teeth in here?
No, she has snaggles. And she left a huge mess of pastries and whatnot. But I just think
it's rude. Is that why you like Tom Likas so much, leaving behind his lobster?
He would leave such a mess, that fat fuck. And then
really?
I've been guilted into
a wrestling celebration.
I've been guilted into throwing away my Coke and popcorn.
Arms above his head, pointing one
at
finger
the
in the air.
Yeah. I've been guilted. I throw everything away now.
Oh, I always do. I always do now. I didn't when I was a kid.
I didn't.
Always do now.
My dad didn't. Nope. And Jerry Seinfeld has a whole thing about how it's like $15, right, so you're allowed to drop it. Yeah, but the popcorn and Cokes at movie theaters. If I do.
Now, I always take it out now.
I try not to get popcorn in movies unless I'm really starving and I got to go in.
I also stay through the credits now.
I do that if it's a good movie. If it's a bad movie, I don't. I say,
but
fuck you.
They're also standing right there with the broom and the garbage can, so I always get up. Plus, I frequent the same theaters.
You know what? This is one of the most embarrassing things that happens to me, but I don't think it even should be. But, like, I'm
more
walking
embarrassing
out.
Than you embarrassing Brian, bald Brian on the air and finding out he didn't leave that train.
Well, I apologize. You know, that's behind us now. Like, I'm leaving the theater, and the little guys that were in there with the broom and the brush.
Yeah.
And the credits are
little
over.
People.
And then, like, something happens at the very, very end.
Like a blooper?
And I come running back in. I don't know why, but I get so ashamed. Like, I'm that guy going, oh, I thought the wrong thing.
Like
I thought
when you're the guy that leaves the concert because you think the band's done, and then they run, they come back out for another
concert. That would be really embarrassing,
we
too.
We did that when we were kids.
Ew.
We saw the first concert my dad ever got us tickets for was the Kinks, and we went running out after the show was over, and the security guy's like, there's another song. We're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, there's another song. We're like, that's over.
It's over, man.
And my dad's like, he said you can go back in. We went back in, all embarrassed. And then guess what? The next revelation was, fucking finally. Finally, they're playing the good songs. I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding.
It's the Kinks?
Recognized nothing the whole concert, and then at the end, You Really Got Me and Lola.
I couldn't name one Kinks. No.
Lola, You Really Got Me.
No, I know, like...
You Really Got Me Now.
Ooh, sing it to me, Anderson.
Is that the Knott's Berry Farm song?
What? Yeah.
It is, right?
No, it's the Van Halen cover.
What's the Knott's Berry Farm song?
You Really Got Me.
Never mind.
You Really Got Meat.
Let's go to Knott's Berry Farm, guys.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Just for the record, we were supposed to do this show on red towels on grass at the Grove.
Well, I thought red towels was a metaphor for period.
Shit Island.
And then Farmer's Market and then Dupars. We're going to do a three-part show, but Ty Ty is leaving town. Where are you going, Ty Ty?
Palm Springs.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for...
115.
Thanks for not listening. Only one more show before the abortion that will be the live show.
And... knowing us and our schedules, who knows if the live one will be the next one?
No, we're doing... Are we going to just save it all up?
Sell tickets.
We're going to save it all up?
Trying to sell tickets.
Oh, the
we got 50, we got 50 tickets left.
Do we really have that many?
More Yo Talk.
I think you're wrong.
It might be less by now, but when I look today...
Hey, we're still beating Kevin Smith. So
hey, what if we have everyone download the Yo app and we just sit up on the stage just yo-ing everybody in the
terrible
crowd.
Idea. It's a really bad idea.
It's a great idea.
I still think maybe we should just not show up and leave Tyler up there.
I don't like that idea.
Oh, it would be such a good video. Hey, talking to Rune, too, about him videotaping it. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm thinking what we'll do is we'll set... Well, we can talk about this off air.
So Lindsay's going
to
go and help,
talk to you guys
right?
Not off air.
Lindsay agreed to help, yeah, because you said you had a bunch of little Betties, as we used to call them back in the surf
days.
Back in Betties.
I never said that. I said there's probably some girls there that
you said that there are Betties over at the club that would help.
You
for limited pay.
Yeah. How much are we going to give Lindsay?
Nothing. A smile and a handshake. And you can put us on your resume.
Got to give her some bread.
You can put us on your resume.
She gets a free shirt. Yeah. Free shirt and a high five.
The drink? A high five?
Is there a high five drink?
Wasn't that a drink? It was like Sprite.
High C.
No. There was a drink called High Five. It was like the first 7-Up.
That might have been.
I don't care.
7-Up. Why did I say it like that?
I don't care.
7-Up.
New Film Vault this week. Top 5 dumbest... dumb characters. Not dumbest characters. Top 5 best dumb characters.
Did the Step Brothers make it?
Nope.
Did Spicoli make it?
He was an also ran.
Your list is bullshit.
No, it's actually pretty good. I was very anti it at first, but I'm down with it now. No mentally challenged. Okay.
Super down. Answer to this.
Oh. I don't know. What else?
I don't know.
Save some stuff for the live show. Make sure it's good.
Yeah, right now I'm just preoccupied with I have to drive and work all day in Irvine.
Most people have to drive and work somewhere.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. Seriously.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I called in 5 minutes before 1 because I tried streaming, but I'm not sure if I was doing something wrong or if it just wasn't on.
You tried to swirl?
We didn't stream tonight.
Oh, okay.
So you're the only one. Because you're
I only caught part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you hung this long. That's pretty great. Thank you.
Do you still hate me?
Yeah.
No.
We will always hate you. The hate runs deep.
Who are we talking to?
Why would we hate you?
Because of the false name that I gave.
The what?
Oh, this is the girl that called Love Line.
wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
When you were on Love Line, remember somebody called up and said they had bought tickets to the After.
I'm sorry.
But she changed her name.
Evelyn.
I don't think you said anything.
Evelyn was your name, right?
Yeah. I'm not ashamed of the After Disaster. I'm very proud of it.
What is your real name?
No, I want to keep my anonymity.
Oh, well, then you're not that proud.
Okay.
Was drunkenly tweeting from the After Disaster account when watching the live stream. So that may have been my tweet that said, our fans are so ashamed when they call and they change their name to talk to Mike.
Thank you for calling, though.
Anytime.
All right, Evelyn. Enjoy the show.
Are you really going to the live show?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm
good.
My sister, so this good. Conversation never happened.
What?
Oh, I made a post on our page asking how many people are bringing an After Zester virgin to the show.
Yeah.
It's a good amount.
Oh.
There's a good amount of people.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Baptism.
I want 100% love and adulation. I don't want people negative. That are sitting in their arms crossed.
One person is bringing three people that have never heard
no,
that's the
no,
dumb thing to do.
No.
That's suicidal.
That's going to make us look worse.
There's also somebody.
It's gonna make them look more worse.
No,
than
but us.
Us.
I want 200 people that are like
not gonna
Mike,
happen.
Mike wants the home crowd.
I want the home crowd. I want love.
All right, settle down.
I don't
Mike.
Want three right. people sitting there with their arms crossed, pissed, and the one person sort of excited, but not.
Every, you know what? Every night that there's a show, there's always about half of them are dragged there. Every, and no matter what kind of show it is,
we're gonna
sporting
so
events.
Not being dragged there. It's just because I need like a chaperone, but she knows you guys.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 22.
You need a fucking chaperone. Oh, I shouldn't be
well,
saying. Oh.
It's just because of the time. Just it's so late at night. And
yeah,
actually,
I thought.
I don't really go
are
to
you special
places.
Needs?
I honestly thought you were going to say because of some prison-related stuff. You have a chaperone with you.
Yeah, no. They later have furlough to go
I
to
I thought
you
were
going to
say
podcast.
She was blind or she had.
It is late. Where are you coming
maybe
from?
Maybe because it's a scary part of town.
You don't need a chaperone.
Fake
well,
Evelyn, where are you coming
too,
from?
Because she does enjoy you guys, but she doesn't really listen often, except for the episodes that I've given her.
Uh-huh.
But where are you coming from?
It's not like if I'm just dragging her along.
Where are you coming from?
East LA.
No, it's Compton adjacent.
I like that. Description.
Compton adjacent.
You know, that word should only be used when you're trying to rent a place outside of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, only use that when you're trying to say that it's adjacent to a very nice
it's
place.
Beverly Hills adjacent. How far from Beverly Hills? Oh, like 7 miles.
Isn't that Long
hey,
Beach or Downey?
Little place. It's Auschwitz adjacent. It's fantastic. You're going to love it.
There.
Tyler, you went too far.
I'm happy you're coming.
Too soon.
Soon.
I have to have another, like, my oldest brother, he's taking me. That's why.
I'm not too thrilled about
wait,
that.
You're bringing two people?
Huh?
Fake Evelyn, you're bringing two people?
No, just me and my sister. He's going to drop us off.
Oh. Why is he not coming in? Is he, does he hate us?
No, he, like, works all the time.
Uh-huh.
So he he's doing this as a favor for me.
How are we going to know it's you? Are we going to meet you on this fantastic night?
I don't know, because right now, talking to you guys, I'm really nervous.
Yeah,
well, we're probably going to meet you, because the room only holds 200 people.
We'll
and
be more nervous
in between
you.
Us and Fart Barf, we're all going to go out in the other room and hang out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and easy.
Done anything like this before, so I haven't.
Neither
no
have we.
Idea.
You've never gone to a show before?
No.
Oh, this is such a letdown for you.
No, it's not.
I wish you were going to a show.
Hey, you should. Anyone who's bringing a virgin, anyone who's bringing like somebody or having a chaperone or like their brother, again, they're dragging someone there, just have them listen, make them listen to the downtown debacle twice.
And make sure you.
You're going to say everyone that's bringing someone who hasn't come before wear like a red hat or something.
Also,
so we all know like, oh, the person with the red hat.
Yeah.
They're never on the show.
Fred Durst is in the back. He listens all the time though, so it's confusing.
Fake Evelyn. I understand if you since you're waiting for your brother to give you a lift, you may not stay to the end.
This is the part where Mike offers you a ride.
If you can stay, make sure you stay for Fart Barf.
God, I sound horrible right now because I don't really listen to music, so I've always had questions about that.
You're straight out of adjacent Compton. You got to listen to some rap at least, right?
No, it's.
Do you understand that easy?
Straight
Eazy-E?
Out of Compton, adjacent.
I only have a couple hundred songs that I actually listen to.
That's music. That counts as music.
A couple hundred. That's a decent collection.
I do listen to music, but I try not to.
Why?
I need to un.
Yes, this Evelyn. Why don't you? Scratch. Why do you try not to listen to music?
No, it's just that.
Does it bring out the devil in you?
No, it's just because it's. Music's one of the things I'm. Persnickety about, I guess.
Persnickety about.
Okay, that is so weird. I swear to God to you when you were talking about how you are sick of, you've been saying the word evident,
uh-huh.
and you hate that when you pick up a new word.
Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah, I'm real persnickety about that too, and I was going to say it multiple times throughout the episode.
No, I'm glad you didn't go
it's
in that direction.
It's creeping me out that you just said that.
All right.
Well, so you're saying you don't want to stay for far.
It's like a secret. I put it out in the universe and it happens.
She's saying that she's persnickety about music, but she's never heard Far Barf. But
no, I heard
just,
them when you guys had them on.
Okay.
Not on the After Disaster. I haven't gotten to that episode yet, but on Loveline. And they were really entertaining.
Hurtful.
But I
hurtful.
Have a low tolerance for music. I'm sorry.
Low tolerance for music.
Well, give me your brother's
I'm so
your brother's
intrigued.
Number, because I'm going to give him some fart barf to listen to.
No, he's not going to be there. He's going to be outside, circling, waiting for the show to end.
Yeah, there's this weird guy who wants to give him some fart barf. That's going to go over well.
Dropping us off, and then he's leaving, and then...
He's going to go to the strip joint?
Huh?
Where's he going to go?
He has work.
The giraffe wrangler.
Okay.
He works in a laboratory.
Meth lab?
Wait, he's going to go to work for like 3 hours and then come back?
How are you getting home? Mike needs to know.
He's my brother. He's going to give my sister and I a ride home.
Okay. Your sister's older than you?
By 1 year.
By 1 year.
That's exact.
Okay.
Well, groovy. See you in 9 days.
Yeah, you're not seeing Fart Barf. You're not going to see the best part of the show. I can almost guarantee you that. But yeah, we'll see you. And give us an Evelyn wave. What do you do? How do we find out? Because she's not going to give us a fake Evelyn. You don't come up and say, "Hey, I'm fake Evelyn." It'll be all great. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's because I've spoken to Mike on Twitter before.
I'm sure you have. Listen,
I asked him about
what did we say?
I prefer to bring a backpack.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And you said I could leave it in your office.
Oh no!
I said
make sure that it has lots of wine coolers and condoms.
Don't make me look bad. You asked if we could bring a backpack. I said I don't know, but I'm sure if you bring it and they won't let you bring it in, you can put it in my office.
Mike's very accommodating. Hey, we'll know it's you because this is what I want you to do, okay, Evelyn? When we mention fart barf, which we'll probably do,
going to know what you're saying.
Tyler,
you get up and watch out.
You get up and you just yell, "Fuck music!" And then we'll know it's you, okay? Just be subtle.
How about if we make everybody, when they're coming in, put on a name tag?
Oh, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good.
It's a reunion, even though it's never happened before?
But everyone puts Pab.
Oh,
but I just remember that's when I wanted to make the shirts. God damn it.
What?
Ty?
It'd be like, "I am Spartacus." Everyone has, "I am Pab."
I am Pab.
Hello, I am Pab.
We should make three random listeners. We should start the show.
I am Pab.
And then just pick three random listeners. Just like maybe like coin toss, wherever it lands. All right, you guys are the show now. We're sick of doing it. We want to watch.
Yep.
This is the ritual. That's how we pass the show on. Every how many years? 4 years? The show is passed on by a live show where three people are plucked.
And then we can just sit in the audience. Yeah.
And we just fade into obscurity.
We should do that.
A Netflix documentary comes about like 70 years from now and they talk to us. I'll be the last one.
You know what? I'm not totally against that idea.
I don't think it's bad.
Let's go.
Hey, Evelyn, thanks. See you, fake Evelyn. See you not bobbing your head to any music soon. What if we hum on stage? Is that going to upset you?
Not me.
She'll just do earmuffs.
Probably, actually.
You know what? Listen to the Fart Barf episode before you come. Just do that at least, okay?
Okay.
See if it intrigues you enough to want to listen to the band. All right.
Well, I'll stay and I'll listen. I don't want to be rude.
But no one.
I love you, at fake
Evelyn. You're very, very sweet. But no one is going to say, "Look at that girl leaving," before Fart Barf comes on.
Yeah,
especially considering the fact that her name's Fart Barf.
I got a feeling there's going to be a few people leaving when the show's over, who don't want to stay till 1 in the morning.
Leaving during the show.
Oh, please! That's going to be awful when people leave. Every time somebody gets up to go to the bathroom, Mike's going to be like, "Is it something I said?" All right. Good night, Evelyn. Thanks, everybody, for not listening.
I'm leaving tonight with way more questions than
I gotta tell you.
Came in here with.